And in the Red Velvet Cake Studios, performing at the Arlington Improv this week, starting tonight, is my homie, D-Ray Davis.
Yeah.
What's going on, D-Ray?
Give myself a round of applause. Yes. Just happy to be in here.
Southside.
Happy to seeing something I've never seen before in my life. It's circus up in here. I love it. This is amazing right now. I'm happy. This is actually bigger than my LA spot. It's cool though. Hey man, this is a real studio. Yeah, I guess. All right.
You've never been to the Cake, huh?
I've not.
You've been on the air a lot of times, but
if I take down my curtain in the middle of my studio apartment, me and my roommate, we could probably fit about two more. No, I've never been here. This is beautiful.
Thank you.
I like you got them TVs. We got TVs in the studio watching real TV here.
Yeah.
I wish I had them for my house. They broke in Chicago. Whoever you are, you scoundrels. They broke in my house.
They
man.
Took your stuff,
really?
Man.
Yeah, they really did. I left my Christmas tree up, I guess, a little too long. You can't do that in Chicago. And I'm in the suburb around January 13th. They're like, oh, he ain't coming back. Let's go and get it. He sure did go in there. He took my coat. He took my little change jug, man. I thought that was too heavy to pick up.
No, that is the lowest thing in the world when they steal your change.
And they was coming back for the TVs. My dad said, oh, well, I looked and your TVs were turned around. It was coming back. I said, it was coming back? Like, they were comfortable in there. Yeah, that happened. That just happened, man. My daughter went by the house. They said her and her mom went by the house, and she was taking down her pictures in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Her mom said, what you doing? I said, I don't want to know what I look like. She said, well, they didn't been here already. So it shows she get her brains from me, from my side. She said, take... Why would they want pictures? It don't matter, man. Yeah, they went on and broke in there. Say, I'm down here working, trying to get some of that back. My coats. Who wearing my coats out there?
Nice they took, weather.
But it
nice
was cold
weather?
Out there. They definitely took the coats and the boots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made some hot cocoa.
They were
freezing
there
in Chicago.
They were there for a while, man.
And I think it was some relatives, because nobody else know I live there. Somebody I knew. I called my relatives. I just been getting stuff stolen lately, man. Came back from All-Star. They stole my bag. I had my little knapsack like I got here. Uh-huh. Had a lot of cash in my watches and everything. And I put it down for 2 seconds, and all celebrities were on the plane. Uh-huh. So I'm looking around like, which celebrity not doing so well right now? I try to, and I didn't want to. Like, it's weird to tap Dr. J like, hey, man. I'm not saying it's you. I'm saying everybody. I done seen it.
But I've read about you, Dr. J.
On TV lately. I'm just saying. True story. I didn't know who to ask. I didn't want to embarrass somebody, but I had some questions for Dr. J.
Bad luck, huh, man?
I usually don't say bad luck. I always say, you know, I don't live in minutes. I live in moments. And I say, you know, I had a bad moment in that day. Uh-huh. Day's still good. I'm still here. And I didn't need that
But
stuff,
your change purse. That is low down.
It took the whole text that.
Not the change purse.
The change jar.
It was to carry that out of there.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty heavy to be carrying out of there.
Because it was a nice size.
And this is what threw me out too, because it's been in my closet. My dad checks on the house out there for me. And he said, didn't you have a change jug in the closet? And I said, well, how you know? I thought he was over there trying to pick out stuff to take himself. Like, let me how you know what I had in the closet? Well, just know it's
$13 in quarters and dimes in it.
Just know it's not there now, right now.
It's gone.
But you're doing very well.
You're doing good,
you got a game show.
Game Show Network, 40 episodes, and I'm happy it happened.
What's the funniest thing that's happened?
We gotta remember, I've had people like Corey Holcomb on there, so I can't. Damon, come
on
there.
There.
And I'm glad that they.
It's funny.
I fought to get my people on there, because for a minute they were like, we don't care. Boy, this is what we want on the show. And then I had to prove myself on the show, and now I'm able to grab the people I know, like the Jay Anthony's and the people that I know are strong comic elements. I don't have to do all the work all the time. Right.
You been
what
on the show, right. player?
Haven't been. He said, like.
He said, like.
But I'll tell you, out of everybody I pitched, they took Donovan opening act, who I fought for, a young comic, and Damon. Everybody else, they already had on their list. And I was like, I'm trying to tell y'all, these brothers I want to bring in here. But it was toward the end, and it made sense to them then. They got it then.
Right.
That they can't, you can't force this. You know what I mean? That's like putting together a team, basketball team, and the coach don't know nobody. I don't know who play what. So, yeah.
Happens a lot.
D-Ray Davis.
Hollywood. Welcome to Hollywood. But yeah.
He's at the Arlington Improv all weekend starting tonight.
Yes.
Let's do our selfie with D-Ray and play
it up. Yeah, it's going to be lighter this time.
Ussy.
Good luck.
Yeah, we did a ussy.
Ladies, that's how you know you're in a bad relationship. If your man is taking selfies at his wedding, he's not planning on being with you too long. Baby, move. You're messing up my tux. That's going on.
Rip it up, D-Ray.
Have a good one, man.
Homeboy.